What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Horror Heads podcast. I'm Rich Mallory here with my co-host, Jerry Lorenko.
What's up, everyone?
Yeah, we're going to do another episode of Horror Shots. That's where we each get a chance to pick a movie. I pick one week, Jerry picks one the next, and we just fucking talk about it. We drink and we talk about it. You could follow us on Instagram at Horror Heads Podcast. Email us, horrorheadspodcast@gmail.com. You can listen to this wherever podcasts are available. You could also watch the video on YouTube. We also do bi-weekly, we do longer episodes where we usually play some drinking games. Sometimes we have some guests, but this is just kind of our chance just to kind of kick back and just sip a little bit and talk some horror. So I picked the movie last week. This time Jerry picked. So what'd you pick for us to talk about tonight?
I picked a little small indie film from a director named Craig Tooey, and it's called Everyone is Going to Die from 2024.
Which is a great title. However, every time I try to tell people about this movie, I get the title wrong. Like, I forget a word I literally just looked it up
mouthful.
5 seconds
it's a
ago.
Mouthful. Yeah.
It's just like, is it everybody's going to die? Is it everyone's going to die? No, it's everyone is going
gonna,
to
that's
die.
That's very Long Island.
Four words.
your Long Island came back for a second. gonna is definitely Long Island. Going would be everyone else in the world.
I'm going to delete that so no one will have any clue that I do have an accent that comes out when I'm drinking. And just for these horror shots, sometimes we do record multiple episodes in one night, so your mileage may vary. Some episodes we might be very sober.
I just wear the same thing every day.
Some we could be completely hammered, and this is the second one we're recording tonight, so we might be a little slurry. But we're gonna talk about Everyone is Going to Die. I'm gonna give the plot really quick. An entrepreneur who seems to be a little bit shady. It's kind of hard to tell what his motives are. He's attempting to reconnect with his daughter on her birthday. Shortly after she arrives, the two are taken hostage by two masked female robbers who want more than just money. I will say I stumbled across this movie. I watched it just because the title I thought was pretty cool. Yeah. And the cover of the art has a cool like looking mask, and it looks a little bit creepy. Also, this movie is nice and short. It's a tight hour, 22 minutes, which is perfect for me to watch on a normal night. So I appreciate that. So this is one of those movies where, again, it kind of is basically home invasion. There are some other characters, but it's really four characters throughout the whole movie that are in this house. And little by little, you find out more about what the motivation behind the two robbers is. And yeah, it is, they are looking for more than just money. They're looking to really fuck with this man and his daughter. And, you know, it definitely keeps you engaged throughout. I will say the dialogue is a bit repetitive at times. They do kind of say the same thing over and over again. Like, for example, in the first 10 minutes, like the one of the female robbers keeps talking about how there's no cake for the daughter's birthday. And she might mention it 12 times, and it's by the 12th time you're like, okay, we need to move on. So, you know, the dialogue is, you know, could be better. I do think it's a nice, well-crafted kind of thriller, because you are like wondering, like, what is actually happening? What do they want? What's going on? And some really fucked up dark shit happens. And the final ending is also pretty fucked up and dark. So you picked this movie to talk about. Why did you choose it? What'd you think about it?
Yeah, I chose this because it was totally unexpected. I probably chose it for the same reason you did. I'm sitting there looking for something to watch. Everything looks like it sucks. I see this cool looking mask artwork. Feels like it's going to be a home invasion film. It's short. I'm like, man, let me spin this, you know, let me see how this goes. And as I was watching it, I kind of remember thinking, I'm like, this is, for what it is, this is a lot more than what I expected. You know, super, super low budget, only a few characters, you know, six most, maybe. And in its essence, it is a home invasion film. So I have that affinity towards that to begin with. And then as things really start to like escalate, and you just feel like the tension kind of ratcheting up, it kind of gave me like that Funny Games kind of feeling. And then I was like, damn, I'm like, this is kind of like that. And it's uniquely different with the two women. home invaders. It's not common in home invasion films. So I really want to know, like, what the hell was going on? How the hell and why the hell were these women kind of doing this in what really felt like a targeted attack on this guy Daniel? And right off the bat, like in the first 5 minutes, you know, like, this guy Daniel, he's a fucking douche.
Yeah, he's
You
a piece
know,
of shit.
he's living that bachelor life. You know, he's rich, he likes to party, sex, drugs, alcohol, all that stuff.
Nice box of sex toys,
Yeah,
like.
I mean, he's just like, he just has like that look to him where you're like, ah, oh, this guy looks like a fucking dick. But then when these home invaders break in, you think for a minute, it's like, man, what'd this guy do, man? Does he really deserve this? Because things get really, really twisted, and they really pit his daughter and against him and put her and him in probably some of the most awkward and uncomfortable situations I've ever seen in a film personally.
Yeah.
And again, that was surprising to me because I didn't think a small film like this would be able to like evoke like that much kind of thought and stress and anxiety I was feeling by watching it. So that's why I picked it, because I want to talk about it. I want to talk about how, what I really want to talk about is how fucked up this movie is.
Yeah, it's really fucked up, and like we're gonna spoil it because we have to kind of talk
Have
about
to,
the movie. Like
yeah.
you can't, we're gonna have to reveal some stuff. So if you pause it, come back to us like after you watch it. But yeah, the movie is really fucked up, and it's really kind of, it's so fucking hard to understand like what the point is. And there's a few things like I kind of was expected a little more backstory on the man,
Yeah.
because like you keep thinking like, is he like, does he have like a past where he's like a hitman? Like the way he carries himself, like
Something. Yeah, you
he
feel
seemed like he's
something.
done some bad shit. And I know he did do some bad shit because they reveal it at the end, but it's not what I kind of thought. Like I don't know. I pictured him to be like a gangster kind of because of how they built up the character. He's not. But like either way, and it's what's interesting is like the masks I thought were really cool and scary, and they're the tragedy comedy masks, but they're really
Yeah.
fucked up. What was interesting is when you do find out the twist of the movie and the reason why they're there, I get like they're trying to turn this guy's daughter against him, but like in doing so, they've completely traumatized her, and now she's going to be like completely fucked up for the rest of her life. And I don't know if that's, maybe that's the point, to make her hate all men or to make her hate her father, but I kind of feel like in trying to like fuck with the guy, like they probably did more damage to the girl. Because like, okay, now this guy, like at the very, they figure the movie ends or whatever, and like now this guy's daughter hates him for whatever reason, like for the reasons. But like he'll get over that. Like now the daughter is not gonna, like, because he's a piece of shit. I feel like he'll get over it. Because he already had a bad relationship with his daughter anyway. They kind of hated each other. So it's like, what did they actually accomplish in the end? But I also do think the two robbers, tragedy and comedy, are also kind of insane. Like they're crazy. So maybe they weren't thinking too hard about it, but I do feel the real victim of the movie is the daughter. Like, and it's hard to watch her have to sit and witness some of the things that they do, to prove that, her dad's a piece of shit.
I watched this film once and was like, oh fuck, man. I thought the second time I watched it would, you know, so I could critique it a little bit better, I would kind of, you know, be a little more desensitized to maybe like what I saw previously because I was expecting it. But man, it was still hard to watch and hard to deal with it. And definitely put this girl Imogen, who's the daughter, like in situations that you never want to be a part of, things you never want to hear your parents say or see your parents do, and they put this all like in a spotlight and forced her to be a participant and to watch, and you know, all as a teaching lesson basically for the father, but like you said, really kind of screwing up this daughter. And you could tell that she has issues, and why she has those issues, I think, are maybe a little bit up for debate, but I think we can guess a few things. So Imogen was a cutter and an abuser, and so was Tragedy. And turns out that they're both abused by by men, and that kind of led me to think that she was abused by her father, and maybe that's why there was a lot of hatred there, but it didn't, but the hatred she had at times felt like teen angst, and at other times it felt a little bit deeper when they showed that she was a cutter. So it's not really clear like what she was dealing with, but I'm guessing just by like the portrayal of Daniel that maybe they're kind of saying that's what happened,
Yeah,
maybe.
see, it's interesting you said that because I was going to bring that up and get your opinion on that because I didn't pick that up the first
Off,
time I
yeah.
watched it. The second time, though, when I at the beginning, she's like, you could tell she burns herself with cigarettes, and then later you do see, Tragedy was the younger the older one, right? Tragedy is the older one. You do see that she cuts herself like in a really quick shot, and then I pieced it together. I was like, wait a minute, like she cuts herself because, once upon a time, Daniel raped her and did all this horrible shit to her, and she has to live with that. And you're like, why is Imogen self-harming? Is it for the same reason? But if it was, then why did they need to do all of this? And basically, I'll just say it right now. So the very climax of the movie is tragedy and comedy force Daniel. His name? Daniel, to recreate the rape of comedy
Yeah,
from like
brutal.
20 years ago or however long it was, and the daughter has to watch. And it's horrifying. And
Awful.
it's a long scene. It's too long, in my opinion. It goes on way too long because it's uncomfortable, and it just didn't need to be that long. But
Painful,
it's
yeah.
painful to watch, and which I guess is the point. But like if Daniel like molested his daughter, like they didn't need to turn her against him. Right. So I'm kind of like confused as to why they did all of this. Like, and you get the feeling. So like, you know that you find out that Tragedy and Comedy have been living in the attic and have been
Yeah.
witnessing all of this stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. It just seemed like it was very like, and if that's the case that she's dealing with like being molested and then have to do all this, like it kind of turns Tragedy and Comedy from being like the heroes
Yeah.
to being like the villain. So I'm like not sure how
They
to feel
are a
about this
little bit
movie.
though. They definitely are. And I'm gonna say it right now. Like you can see that like comedy, she is messed up. You know what I'm saying? She's dealing with a lot, and clearly she's older now, probably 30s or 40s, and is stuck in this situation. You know, she can't get over it. Tragedy is fucked up and crazy and unhinged at times, and really kind of will do anything like in a split second. So
Wait, sorry,
they
I'm confused. Which one is comedy? Is comedy the mother or the?
comedy, yeah, comedy is the mother,
Okay.
tragedy
I
would be
keep
the
getting that
daughter. So
because
comedy,
they don't wear the masks for long.
I
So,
mean, I'm
like,
sorry, wait, I'm sorry, no, wait, you got me messed up. Tragedy is the mother, comedy would be the younger one. Yes.
Okay,
So
and just to set it up for people that have not seen this
yeah.
movie. So the final twist of the movie is you find out that the two robbers are mother and daughter, and the daughter is actually the daughter of Daniel that is a product of the rape. You find that out at the very last second of the movie, which was really actually confusing to me because the actors both look the same age to me.
They look really
So
close,
it was
yeah.
very like I was like, what? And it was very confusing. And then when you on the rewatch, in the very beginning of the movie, early in the movie, the daughter is like really mean to the mother, and you don't know that they're mother and daughter. And like at the time when you're watching it for the first time, you're like, oh wow, this is bizarre. Like, why is she so mean to her? But then when you know like their relationship, it makes even less sense. Like, why was
Makes
she like so? The movie is like,
I
again, and
think they're playing a
I did like,
part. I
oh, you
mean,
think they were just acting to like fuck
to
with
me,
them?
yeah, I felt like maybe, and I thought the same exact thing on the rewatch, and I'm like, are they just playing a part so it's not obvious their relationship, and it's not obvious who they end up being? Because it was a jaw-dropping moment, I would say,
It's a great twist. Great twist.
when the reveal happens and you're like, wait a minute, they're related, and then you're like, wait a minute, Daniel is her fu like you're just like it's like three what the fuck
Yeah, you're
moments
gagged. You're gagged.
in a row, and I think it's maybe because of the part that they played the whole previous time before that to make sure that like you would not ever in your wildest dreams imagine that that was a mother-daughter team? And I mean, I guess what they look close in age because maybe, she was attacked when she was like 17 or something like
Right.
that,
So
or
she's not that old. She's
16.
probably supposed to be like
So
early 30s, right? So, but the other one
yeah,
looked early 30s too.
he
So
did. So but it was also it was like Australian or something like that. So people look slightly different, I think, as far as
I
like
don't know.
ages,
Yeah.
So I usually in the United States, like a 16-year-old looks like a little kid, but I think even Imogen on her 16th birthday looked like she was at least 22. She could have gotten to a bar here in the United States,
Yeah.
like no problem at all. But yeah, I think maybe they were just kind of playing that part just to kind of keep up this charade and keep not only Daniel guessing who they are because he really had no clue, but also keep us, the audience, guessing, who they were and why they're here. And
Yeah,
again, like,
you're definitely guessing throughout. Okay, so comedy is the mother. Tragedy is the I'm sorry, comedy is the daughter,
comedy is the
tragedy is the
daughter.
mother.
Yeah, she was the one going on about the
Yeah.
damn birthday cake. It was
Yeah,
comedy.
yeah,
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 so,
yeah. Okay, so wait,
and
so she was born in 80, so the daughter was born in 85, so that would make her early thir mid 30s, right? The
okay.
actress. So
Yeah.
she's a little too old to be playing that role. But
A
I
little
will say
bit.
both actresses are really good.
I mean, they were unhinged. I
Yeah,
mean,
they're
like,
great. They're
I
really good.
believed.
Yeah.
I mean, I did like the tragedy character. She didn't speak much, but when she did, you were just like, what the hell, man? Like, she's fucked up too, kind of.
Yeah.
And obviously comedy was just, kind of playing that standard kind of role of being the villain and saying like all the wrong things and being annoying and being aggressive and stuff like that.
Okay, so
But
sorry, just to back up really quick,
yeah.
I'm just Googling the ages.
Yeah.
So, and I'm shocked
In
by
real
this.
life, in real life.
In in real
In
life,
real life.
the actress that plays the mother is
Yes.
47, and
Okay,
the
so
actress that played the daughter is like 32, 33. So it makes sense. She just looks really young for
yeah,
47. So
she did, and she probably would have been
she just looks really young.
45
Yeah, so
or 44 when
she looks
she.
really young. The other actor is like the right age. So okay, so it just I just Okay, that makes sense now. Now I'm getting it. Okay. Anyway, sorry to
Yeah,
derail. I just that's one of the things that bothered me about the movie was that they don't look mother-daughter, but in real life they could be. Yeah. Okay.
they looked very, very close in age on film. But again, I think all this was done really just to kind of throw all that confusion at you. And it totally worked for me. And what we're not talking about is this is a very kind of funny games type film where the escalation and the danger like ramps up and some really fucked up shit happens. And I don't know if we should spoil that for people, but what I do want to say is there are still kills in
Yeah.
this film and they are bloody and they are ultra gory and they keep kind of like showing them in the background. Like they don't take it away from you. Like if there's a dead body, that dead body stays there for the duration of the film and people are like walking past it and there's like this nasty gore that's just like right there, just kind of constantly remind you like this is no joke. Like these women are serious and they will take it to any level possible to enact the revenge that they want to do, and they ultimately end up getting their revenge, even though it seems fucked up and like it didn't.
They achieved their plan. They did what they came to do.
They did it, but did it? But who did it? Who did it hurt the most? Like it's like
I
who did it
feel like it
affect?
hurt them the most, to be
It
honest with
hurt
you.
them
I feel like
the
it was I
most.
yeah, I feel like they had a well, here's the thing. They had a plan that they probably talked about for a long time and it sounded like a great plan. But you get the feeling that when they're there and they're actually doing the plan, they're like, "Oh shit, like this isn't This is like it's going how we planned it to, but we're not feeling how we thought we'd feel because you could see that they're like really regretting like the decision to do this final plan to recreate the rape. And they almost want to stop, but they don't. And so you get the feeling that like once they're in it, they're like, oh fuck. So yeah, I feel like even though the title's Everyone's Gonna Die, only two people die in the movie and they are side characters. However, I'm sorry, no, three people die. One, two are
Three,
side
yep.
characters. I will say that spiritually, everybody kind
Everyone
of
died. Well,
dies.
you know what? Again, I don't think they answered every single question in this film. And I would go as far as to say that maybe everyone did die,
We don't know,
because
right?
the last scene, Daniel is a fucked up human being that honestly, he's a piece of shit and he doesn't really value women at all.
Right.
I am almost wonder to clean up this whole mess if he killed them,
Yeah, so
including his daughter, because she's broken. Their
she'll tell
relationship
the
is
cops
it's
like what
not yeah she's
happened.
got
Yeah.
and she's got to tell the mother. I
Yeah.
mean, like he has a lot, like in that last scene he has a lot on the line and he's walking out of it, so he's gonna have to do all the explaining. What story is he gonna tell? Is he gonna let them tell the story, or is he just gonna tell his story? So honestly, I am the first time I watched it I was like, you know what, everyone did not die. But then the second time I watched it I'm like, maybe because he had the power, as he usually does, is how they kind of described him, as a power hungry guy that always needs to be in control. So he's going to make his decision that ultimately is going to be the best decision for him. And for me, he seems like the type of character that if the best decision is to get rid of all the witnesses, I think he might do it.
Maybe. So here's the thing. So yeah, I've watched this movie twice, and my main critique on the movie until we had this conversation is the ending, and I felt like it needed like two more minutes. Because
Oh, this
it does
is that
just
movie you were talking about. Oh,
yes,
now I remember it.
where I was really
Oh,
into it,
yes.
and then
Oh,
there's this
okay.
big twist, and then it just kind of ends. And I felt like it just needed something else to happen to kind of like I needed either them to kill him or him to kill them.
Cut to him
And
talking to the cops or something like that,
something where,
and you
like,
know that everyone is gone and it's just him now.
I needed that for my enjoyment of the movie to wrap it up. However, I they do think they left it ambiguous for a purpose so we could have conversations like what happens next? Because you're right, they don't tell you what happens next. It basically ends with, again, the daughter, one of the killers, and the dad. And they're all just kind of in a room, and you get the feeling that the daughter is now turned on the dad, but you don't know what happens next. And I wanted to know what happened next. So I was like, does the daughter like kill him? Does he kill them? But I do, now that we're talking about it and thinking it through, I do like that they left it open because now I can make my own ending and it's not spelled out for me. But that was like my main critique was like, I just needed one more thing to happen because
I
again,
remember you
because
talking
they
about
drop
this
this
now.
bomb on you. They drop this huge, the final twist, and then it ends. And you're like, what? I just felt like it just knocked the wind out of me for a second. So, like, but now that we're talking, I do like that you could kind of you could kind of think about it, right? It's not clear cut because I'm not sure. Because Daniel, he did do all of this to quote unquote save his daughter. But now that his daughter's kind of turned on him,
Turned on
he
him.
would probably just want to be safe, and but maybe he, I don't know how,
I mean,
what happens next.
if we think about, again, we don't have, again, you're right. You want more backstory on Daniel, to kind of understand what kind of character he is. We know he's like a relentless businessman. He'll do anything to succeed at business. We know the way he treats women. We know that, and. We, but that's it.
Right.
It's not enough, and to make a character judgment for him. But if we think about the last scene, the position he's in, his business partner is dead. There's at minimum three dead bodies in his house. What is the next step for him? How does he move on in his life, which is literally all he cares about? He wants,
Right.
it's one of the first things I said. He wants that bachelor life. He wants the girlfriend, the young girlfriend. He wants the sex, the drugs, the alcohol. That's him. That's the life he wants to lead. And he's rich. Does he want that to go away?
No.
He doesn't have a business partner anymore. He has $1 million that's up in the air that could just go right into his pocket now. He has a daughter that watched the most obscene things and has a new hatred for him if she didn't have
Yeah.
hatred. And then he has another illegitimate kind of child out there that has all this bad stuff on him that could blackmail him, that could do anything on him. So for me, after seeing it the second time and absorbing just a little bit more of his character, and now that he was in control, I think I know what he did. And that's the way I'm leaving it. Anyone who watches this film, you could definitely pull your own thoughts from it. But for me, Daniel's going to be Daniel and do what's best for him.
Yeah,
That's how I feel about
and
it.
you're right. And I guess that ends up making the movie a little bit more smarter for me than for me. I felt like it was a cop-out ending how they don't explain it, but I think it's better now that we're talking about it. So that really actually helped my enjoyment of the movie. And again, I did like this movie. I just felt like it was missing two things. One, again, knowing more about Daniel, and then kind of, missing that ending that it doesn't really wrap up nice and neat. But that's actually kind of the brilliance of it. So yeah, so let's just wrap this one up. So what we do on this show is we do rate every movie from a scale of 0 to 5, and we do a little drinking, and I will drink the number of sips that correspond to the rating Jerry gives, and vice versa. I really like this movie. It was a nice surprise. It was a movie, again, when you just randomly stumble across a movie that you never heard about, and you actually sit and watch it and enjoy
Yeah,
it and then watch it again is a lot, because there's
it's
so much shit
crazy.
out there. And again, is it a perfect movie? No. Could it be a little bit better? Yeah, probably. But I think it's a pretty well executed movie for, again, a lower budget, simpler kind of plot. So I liked it. I'm actually going to give this one a 3.5, because I really did.
Wow.
Yeah, I liked it. And now that you've mentioned that ending, I actually do want to watch it a third time, because I did pick up on more stuff the second time, because again, I did notice that they both had the self-harm. I didn't notice that the first time. So I do want to watch it again, and maybe there's more little kind of things that I didn't pick up on. So I liked it. I recommend it. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, normally I wouldn't gravitate towards a film like this that has like abuse and
Yeah,
things like
same.
that,
It's hard to watch.
but I think it just hits this level of like craziness, and the twist really knocks you down, and it tells a very interesting story, and it gives you just enough to keep you interested and locked in the whole time. So, again, it's brutal when it's brutal. It tells the story when it tells the story. The characters are pretty good. I mean, it has a little bit of everything. It has craziness. It has like, some teen angst. It has a dick, distant dad. It has a lot of things that I think overall makes this little film pretty good. So, I'll say it again. It really reminds me of Funny Games, or maybe like Knock Knock, but Not Sexy. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at
Like, th
all.
this is not a sexy film. This is a fucked up film. I just want to be like really, really clear with this. This is a dark film. If you're triggered by things like that, I would not watch this film, because it just definitely goes to some dark places that you may not want to go to. But yeah, I mean, it kept me interested, kept me locked in, and I was extremely surprised because I didn't remember the name of the movie when you talked about this. So I just watched it randomly. I ended up liking it. I will watch it a third time. So this is getting 3.5
All
bloody
right.
knives.
Yeah, no, it's a fucked up movie, and but again, it's there's no animal violence, which is nice. All right. All
Cheers.
right, cheers. All right, so that is Everyone Is Going to Die. That is episode 2 of Horror Shots. I think we got through it all right. You can follow us on Instagram at Horrorheads Podcast. Email us horrorheadspodcast@gmail.com. You can listen to this wherever podcasts are. You can watch the video on YouTube. Like, subscribe, do all of the things. And that's it. So we'll see you next time. And everybody, have a good night. And let's cheers one more time and finish this glass of Wild Turkey 101 that I'm drinking.
Woo.
All right.
Cheers. Good night, everyone.